We're almost eavesdropping you for a second. We went to you just about a minute or so. We heard you on the phone there.
So, Len, I take it you want lawmakers here in Connecticut to learn a lesson from this.
Absolutely. If the Democratic majority could ever learn a lesson from this, yeah. You know, when she said they were going to move, they said that, all they do is stay off their yachts for a weekend, and they said, oh, yeah, they'll protest too much. And they called the bluff at GE, and GE said, hey, we're leaving. And then other companies have left. One of the largest companies in the world leaves the state of Connecticut, people in Connecticut, other businesses stand up, take notice, and say, hey, they must know something we don't know about Connecticut. And you see some exodus of companies leave this state. That's really sad. And then, that's the reason why we have to change the makeup in the House and in the Senate. To stop the madness that's happening up in Hartford.
Now, Len, I hate to put you on the spot like this, but I'm trying to recall. I saw an interview late last week with the governor, and I thought he had said GE got brought up by a reporter, microphone in his face. His response really tickled me because it was along the lines of, GE, am I remembering correctly? GE's always been in Boston. Did he say that?
I'm laughing. I did not hear that. But it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was to that effect. Like, this isn't a big deal. Like, yeah, they've always had a presence in Boston.
Right. And it's amazing on what they will say to spin the facts. But the facts are the facts. They're stubborn things. And, I think people are hurting across the state. And I think over the last 2 years, I think people have seen more of a hit to their finances, more difficult to make it week in and week out. And they don't get it. The Democratic majority just doesn't get it. It is amazing. They look at the job numbers. They look at the economy. They look at the fact that the state is losing people on a daily basis. And they completely ignore that fact. And they say, well, I don't believe that's true. These guys don't want to face reality. And frankly, that's one of the biggest problems we have up at Hartford. Because if you don't admit you have a problem, you can't fix it. And they won't admit they have a problem.
And again, we're on with Senator Len Fasano, friend of the project. Len, people reach out to you all the time. I hear stories about it. I know you get phone calls, you get emails. People approach you wherever you're at, shaking hands and share their tales of woe with you. Did anybody from GE who's had to relocate, a Connecticut resident, have you been approached by anyone along those lines?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There is a guy in North Haven who was let go right after GE made a decision. He'd been there 12 or 14 years. He had a choice of moving to Boston or staying in North Haven. And he decided that, because his wife works as well, that he would stay in North Haven. He didn't want to move to Boston. So he lost his job.
Yeah.
And he's looking around now. But the point is, yes, and there's another person who wasn't in my district who ran into the same problem. But when you go down to Fairfield, you see a lot of it. But I'll tell you, the next big crunch is going to come are all those houses that are going to go up for sale. That's going to depress the market in Fairfield, which is going to have an impact on the state of Connecticut. And all the restaurant businesses around GE headquarters that were patronized by GE employees that are going to be hurting, and some may close as a result of this. This is a dramatic impact. This isn't just a mom-pa store, which should close either, but this is a huge company with a lot of employees that's closing down. It has a big impact upon our economy, and anybody who says any differently is trying to hide the truth.
Yeah, I agree totally. Len Fasano, always a pleasure to have you on. We'll see if Connecticut lawmakers do come up with a way in which to keep other businesses, prevent other businesses from following suit. Got to take a break right now.